give me a sign, you give me a lift, you take me home when I'm done my shift. You give me a loan when I'm stone cold broke. You get me high when I need a toke. I was born to love. 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 Times were tough, we made it through. Taste of the rough, so let's say smooth. All the time I was hurting you, got to believe that I was hurting too. I was born to love. I was born. Born to love. I was born to love. You're the only one I can talk to, the only one I can really read. I know you give because you want to. Don't you think it's time you learn to let yourself receive? Can make you smile, can make you sing. Just wanna give back a little bit of what you give to me. I can sing you a song, play you a tune. I know it's just a little thing, but it's something I can do. I was born to love. I was born to love. I was born to love. I was born. I was born to love you. I was born to love you.
The Step Into Your Power song as well, and he was also there with Sierra Ferrell. So yeah, we were just talking about animal communication and how valuable it is to really see and hear our animals. Yeah, this is yeah, I should say you're listening to Heart Talks, and I'm Jane, and I'm an animal communicator. I think my primary purpose on the planet is writing, but yeah, I also do a little bit of animal communication and hearing animals, really. People go, oh, so you're a horse whisperer. And yeah, which really has a double meaning, because my voice is a bit whispery because I had surgery in 1987 that scarred my vocal cords. But yeah, so basically, yeah, it's more about listening, really. than talking. But when you hear what the animal's saying, and what's going on for the animal, really, the truth of the matter, then sometimes there is things that come to light that the person that cares for the animal could talk about. So sometimes I sort of instruct them to have a conversation with them and talk about this and explain that. May have talked about Max, who was a lovely little dog. He's no longer in his body, but he was a client in Australia, and his dad, called John, we had a session online with Max, and because they were moving house and Max was really anxious, and it was quite uncharacteristic for him to be so sort of on edge. And they were only moving up the road, and they were still able to do the same walks, and you know, it wasn't too big of an upheaval, but Max was really quite upset. So what came through was that he needed to know exactly where he was moving to. He needed to know the distance. He needed to know when it was going to happen and how it was going to happen. He needed to know all the details. So John was really great about this, and he followed through, and he even got his laptop out and sat Max in front of it and showed him a map of where they live now and where they were moving to. And and he said Max sat there and looked at the screen, and it was very, very engaged. And then after that chat, he totally calmed down and stopped being so anxious. So, it really does work, and our animals understand a heck of a lot more than what we give them credit for. Another client, actually, years ago, her cat was end of life and would not take the medication that the vet had prescribed. And so what came through there was that she just needed to give the cat lots of details again, more details, and say, you know, this is what you're taking the medication for, this is how much you're taking, this is why you're taking it, this is, you know, how often you need to take it, and it'll help you because of this, blah, 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 and just explained everything. And from then on, the cat took the medication, no problem. So, it really does work and it really does help. So, if you want any more information, just get in touch. And I do have a website called Happily Heart. I'm in the process of upgrading it or changing platforms, but I've got a little note on there if you get to the maintenance page, and it's got my number and email. So, happy to have a chat. Okie dokie, let's play another song. I think we'll go back to our Love Actually soundtrack. Just go back there and let's play. Goodness me, Billy Mac, Christmas Is All Around. My kids used to love this one. Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling
show.
And that was Christmas Is All Around. And I feel like I need to do that scene from Love Actually. We're having an interview. Billy Mack, who's played by Bill Nighy, is being interviewed on the radio. And he's like, now we're going to play the number one Christmas hit, Christmas Is All Around. And he's going, oh, I'm off the itch, right again. Something like that. Anyway, yeah, he was being very honest or something. I shouldn't say it, because in case you haven't watched it and you're going to watch it, don't want to do any spoilers, but, he's like, what did he say? Oh, he's talking about the structure of the song and how it's a bit rubbish and all that, and the DJ goes, oh, thank you for being very honest. It's not often people are that honest on radio, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, and then it's no problem. And then he goes, I'll tell you anything you want to know. And the DJ goes, oh, best shag you ever had. And he goes, did he say Shania Twain or something like that? And DJ's just looking at him, and his manager in the background rolling his eyes with his head in his hands. And then Paul Nye goes, oh no, she was rubbish. So yeah, anyway, you probably have to watch it. It's funny if you watch it. So yeah. Anyway, let's play another one from the soundtrack. This is a really sad scene, actually. It's, played in a very well played sing by Emma Thompson, and it's called Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. It's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Kia ora whangaroa, this is your captain Barlow inviting you to check out our new amphibious sea legs vessel, Waka Huia. That's right, you can visit a unique spot for a picnic anywhere in the harbour and you won't even get your feet wet. Or you can zip around behind the boat on our water toys if that's more your style. Cruise through parts of our beautiful harbour you've never seen, like Orkete Falls, the Narrows or Shagtree. Or head across the bar to the open coast. Go to raglanboatcharters.co.nz to learn more about Waka Huia or to book a trip.
Hey, I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, let's go down to the Growers Market, Mum. There's always something yummy there and we can get all our veggies and fruit for the week at the same time.
Great idea. All the produce is grown locally, which means that because it's super fresh, it's more nutritious.
I love hanging out at the Growers Market.
And I love meeting all the growers. I'll grab the bag with our reusable containers.
Don't forget our bowls and spoons.
The Raglan Growers Market. Hi. By the community, for the community. Every Friday from 5 to 7pm on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
BizWorks, chartered accountants, working for your business right here in Raglan. As well as helping us out at Raglan Community Radio, BizWorks has been offering business advice and services to the local community since 2001. They should be the first people you call if you've got a new business venture or want to grow your existing business. They can provide business support, take care of your GST, provide zero training, and of course, end-of-year financial statements and tax returns. So whatever your needs, the answer is right here in Raglan, just around the corner on Wallace Street. call BizWorks on 825-7050 or go to bizworks.co.nz. That's BIZWORX.co.nz.
98.1 Raglan Community Radio.
Long ago.
And that was, the last one was White Christmas by Otis Redding. You're listening to Heart Talks with Jane. And before that was Herbs, After the Ads. And before the Ads we had another one of the soundtrack of Love Actually movie. It's called Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. And that Otis Redding one is off the soundtrack too. And yeah, so if you're looking for a good Christmas movie, then Love Actually I would highly recommend. It's lots of different storylines which make it really interesting. And the cast is absolutely incredible. In that scene when the Joni Mitchell song is played, it's a scene with Emma Thompson and she's just amazing. She finds out that her husband has followed through on a suspected liaison with his secretary and receptionist, whatever. And, and so she's sort of dealing with that. And, she's such an amazing actress. And Hugh Grant's in it. He is actually cast as the Prime Minister. Colin Firth, he's in it too. And, of course, Bill Nighy, as I've said before. Liam Neeson and Laura Linney. Love Laura Linney. She's in it. And she has a little, potential liaison with one of the other characters. And Emma Thompson's husband is played by the amazing Alan Rickman, who passed away a few years ago. But I think he was known for Harry Potter as well. But, man, he plays a really good part too. He was an amazing actor. Yeah, and Keira Knightley is in it as well. So, yeah, just amazing cast. And, Martin Freeman and Joanna Page. Joanna, she was in Gavin and Stacey, if you saw that one. And Rowan Atkinson, of course, as I said before, Billy Bob Thornton. So, yeah, and also a guy called Chris Marshall. You might not recognise him as an actor, but he plays a character in Love Actually called Colin Frizzle, and I actually named my cat after him. So that's who Colin's named after. And that's a really cool little storyline as well. So, yeah, it's a really entertaining movie. So let's play another song of that. Since it is Christmas very soon. And this one's called I'll See It Through by Texas.
When you touch me, I feel there's nothing you could do to turn me away. And I know that in the past you've had bad luck, so I should help you stay. You're all I ever wanted, you're all I ever needed, it's you. You're all I've ever wanted, loving you's the right thing to do, and I'll see it through. Takes me places that I've never seen, and the rain it blows, you're brushing up against my skin to wash me clean. You're all I ever wanted, you're all I ever needed, it's you.
You're all I've ever wanted. Your loving you's the right thing to do, and I'll see it through.
You look into my eyes, I go out of my mind. I can't see anything, cause this love's got me blind. I can't help myself, I can't break the spell. I can't even try. I'm in over my head, you got under my skin. I got no strength at all in the state. My knees are weak and my mouth can't speak. Fell too far this time. Baby, I'm too lost in you. You.
And that was Too Lost in You by the Sugar Babes. And we're just having a little listen to the Love Actually soundtrack, which is my favourite Christmas movie. And you're listening to Heart Talks on Raglan Community Radio. And yeah, that Too Lost in You song was, I think it was during a scene. I haven't seen the movie for a while, but I've seen it quite a few times, so, yeah, I think it was, what's the actor's name? I know that his best friend marries, Keira Knightley's character, and he's secretly in love with her, so, and trying to hide it very well by being really horrible to her. As you do, and then he takes a wedding video of her, and she wants to see it because her wedding video has blue squiggly lines through it, and so she goes around to his place and bribes him and gets him to find the video, which he's been trying not to show her because basically there's a lot of close-ups in it. And really does allude to the fact that he may have some feelings for her. So and when she's watching it, she clicks and he sort of leaves and has a little moment walking along. And that's when they play that song. So, yeah, it's a really cool movie. Lots of storylines and, yeah, some of them tie up together, most of them sort of some run alongside each other. Really interesting. Liam Neeson, his wife's just died. We don't really get to meet her. But, yeah, he plays quite a good part as well. His son has a love interest at a school. He's 10, I think. Played by Thomas Brody. Sam, his name is. And I think it's his stepson, actually. I don't think it's his biological son. I think it was his wife's son. And but he's doing his best to raise him. And yeah, that's a cool storyline. Where he does a big sprint through the airport to catch her before she flies off. And Claudia Schaefer has a little cameo appearance right at the end as Carol, and that's really interesting because Liam Neeson's character mentions her during the Claudia Schaefer during the movie, and so when she appears as a potential girlfriend at the end, it's a nice little sort of call back to that scene. Yeah, some really cool characters. Oh, who did I say before? McClutchin, what's her name? Martine McClutchin. She's a really good actress. She plays Natalie. Says the F word a lot. Yeah, so quite good. Anyway, have a watch if you're looking for something to watch that's Christmassy. And, yeah, let's have another song from the soundtrack. Let's, oh, this is one that Hugh Grant's character dances to. He plays the Prime Minister, the English Prime Minister, and it's the Pointer Sisters. Jump.
Tell me how you want me. I can feel
Jump for My Love from the Love Actually soundtrack, which we're playing quite a few songs off because it is my favourite Christmas movie and I will be watching it again this year. There's just a little notice sitting here. It's about a local Art for Palestine auction exhibition. There's quite a few artists involved. I can't really read that writing though, because it's like italic and in red, and it's something or other, artists and crafts people. It's got quite a few names that are involved. Carlo, who we had on the show last week, coming to the end of the show, getting a bit knackered. Who else? Recognised Janice, and quite a few others here. Javier and Caroline that are involved. So it's a silent auction exhibition and silent auction. So I'm thinking that you bid, which is silently. They all run a bit different, these silent auctions. I'm not sure how this one's run. So it's on from the 18th to the 21st of December. There's an open auction on the 21st at 6 p.m. at the Raglan Old School Arts Centre. So, yeah, if you want more details, just contact Whangaroa Palestine Solidarity at gmail.com. But yeah, that'll be quite interesting. I'll pop along and have a look at the exhibition anyway. It sounds like there's some really good artwork in there. Interesting exhibitions. So yeah, nearly time to end the show. I think Davian will be in with his Creek Street D Detective Collective. So let's play God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be.
And from the Love Actually soundtrack, which Love Actually is a really cool Christmas movie. If you're looking for something to watch, it's quite a few, well, there's quite a few crap Christmas movies, isn't there, really? If you look on those streaming platforms. So, yeah, but I can definitely recommend Love Actually. So, yeah, coming up to the end of the show, and I think Davian's up next, and then we may have Caleb's, what's it called again? And then after that, hold on, I'll have to have a look for the name of Caleb's show, because I've completely, Cosmic Salutations, that's what it's called, and then after that is Brett's show. Which has had a name change, so I have to look that one up too. But, I'll just have a quick look at the schedule. And I will be able to tell you. Yes, so the Creek Street Detective Collective. And then, Savage Soul. Oh, great. And then Cosmic Salutations, 5 to 6.30. 6.30 to 8 is Savage Soul with Brett. All kinds of funk from the heart and soul. And it's a really cool show. Because he plays vinyl and CDs. So it's not just, you know, your average sort of just, yeah, off the internet. It's it's really cool. So just get back to Spotify, which I've now completely lost because I'm into the schedule. So you just have to type that in again. Here we go. And next week on Wednesday, it's Christmas Day. So I'll probably come in because, yep, not having a family Christmas this Christmas Day. So yeah, I'll probably come in and do my show. And yeah, Craig from Over This Fence could probably maybe be in to do his. And then he might stick around if we're lucky. And yeah, we may have a few other people popping in as well that are at a bit of a loose end. So that'll be nice. And yeah, so I think we've got time to play one more of our favourite movie, Christmas movie soundtrack. Just have to get back to it. Here we go, really organised here. Let's play, is it called Love Actually? It actually ends, it starts in the airport, in Heathrow Airport, and it ends in the Heathrow Airport, which is quite cool. I like the little callbacks in the movie as well. You know, it's actually a really cleverly put together, cleverly made movie. Let's play Take Me As I Am by Wyclef Jean and Charissa.
I want to send this one out to my vanilla ice cream chocolate pudding pie that stayed with me in the hood through a die. Refugee girl.
Yeah, this one goes out to my almond joy, my banana that never split, the one that stuck with me.
They call us henchmen. Before I had the bling bling, I thought I'd end up in Sing Sing. Who would ever thought that we'd be doing our thing? I know I did a little cheating, but once I got caught, a dozen of roses. You sent them back and told me go to hell, but girl, you know that.
You take me as I am. Even though my fam don't understand why I put that rock up on your hand.
That's cause you take me as I am.
Take me as I am.
Take me as I am.
Take you as you are.
Even when my girls can't understand, they don't know. I choose you as my man.
Why?
Cause you take me as I am. My man.
You're my girl.
My man.
You're my girl.
My man.
You're my lady.
My man.
You're my baby.
When I was rocking jelly, think I was sexy.
Oh, sexy.
I stayed with an attitude. I admit I came off rude, but still you love me. I know I get on your nerves sometimes, and I don't know why. You take me as I am. Oh, even when my girls can't understand. Oh, oh, oh. I choose you as my man.
My man, yeah.
But you take
my trees alone.
You're the sun that shines when the darkness strikes at night.
Hey, you're the love of my life. You're my girl, you're my wife, you're my everything.
You're mine, and I'm yours.
Soundtrack, but anyway, it's a very good Christmas movie, so have a watch. Yeah, so it's time for me to end the show. Heart Talks here on Raglan Community Radio. So thank you for listening. If you've been tuning in, and it'll be up on the website, and it'll be on my website too. But I'm in the middle of having a little bit of a shuffle around on my website, so it's under maintenance at the moment. Yeah, so we'll play one more song and have a lovely week and have a lovely Christmas and stay safe. And enjoy all your family and friends, and don't drink too much. Okie dokie. This is Turn Me On by Nora Jones. Kaki day.
Like a flower waiting. Like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. Like the desert waiting like a school kid waiting for the spring, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you've been gone. After all, you're the one who turns me off, but you're the only one who can turn me back on. For a new tune, my glass is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home turn.